It's Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Local organizers are holding a new event in Reno this weekend called Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Summerfest. KUNR's Jaden Perez has the details.
The festival will feature music, food, and art. It's also designed to create discussion around human and civil rights. The Northern Nevada Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Committee will host the Summerfest. The committee is made up of government officials, along with members of multiple organizations, including the Reno Sparks NAACP. Caprice Renee Young, with UNR's Center for Student Engagement, is also on the committee.
I think it's important that we understand that we don't have to limit ourselves to celebrating a person or a culture just based on a day that was designated for them or on a month that is given to them. So us having this event in the summertime shows that Black history is prevalent at all times of the year.
The event will include the painting of a mural featuring Black men and women who have served the local community. Jaden Perez, KUNR News.
The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Summerfest will be held Saturday afternoon at Pat Baker Park from 1 to 4 p.m. An arbitrator has sided with the Nevada Police Union over the state of Nevada regarding certain benefits for law enforcement officers. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, law enforcement has requested pay increases and other incentives based on seniority and education. The state is looking to appeal the decision. Stephanie Klapstein is a spokesperson for the Nevada Department of Administration. She told the newspaper that the state doesn't have the authority to provide the funds because the legislature did not authorize them before the session recently ended. The police union also requested that they should be able to limit access to body camera footage, but that was denied by the arbitrator. A Nevada judge has issued a formal stay of execution for a convicted killer of four people whose lethal injection would be the first in the state in 15 years. The written order issued Tuesday followed a June ruling by a federal judge in Las Vegas that stopped the state's plan to put Zane Michael Floyd to death until at least mid-October. Appeals also are pending before the Nevada Supreme Court and 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Floyd's attorneys argued the state's never-before-used lethal injection plan would amount to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. U.S. senators discussed a potential path to citizenship for undocumented farm workers yesterday. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were split on several parts of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, but a major sticking point was a path for farm workers to gain citizenship. Republicans feared this would exacerbate a deepening illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, but farm workers would have to wait years to get citizenship through the bill. Some estimates show half or more farm workers don't have legal documentation. They face deportation and abusive working conditions, but without them, food production could plummet in the U.S. Most lawmakers supported changes to open up the farm worker visa programs and provide stable wages, but some think that doesn't go far enough and that there should be unlimited year-round visas. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Conservationists suing a federal agency over approval of a mine at the largest known U.S. deposit of lithium are urging a judge in Reno to block the project near the Nevada-Oregon line. They were seeking a temporary injunction Wednesday to prohibit excavations they say would disturb sacred tribal burial grounds. Lithium Nevada's proposed Thacker Pass mine is emerging as a battleground in the debate over environmental trade-offs tied to President Biden's push for renewable energy. Lithium is a key component in electric car batteries. Opponents say the government illegally rushed to approve the mine in the final days of the Trump administration. A Reno man has been found dead in Yosemite National Park after failing to return from a weekend hike. The National Park Service says the body of 61-year-old Fred Zalikar was found and recovered on Tuesday near the summit of Mount Clark. The Reno Gazette-Journal reports that Zalikar was an accomplished endurance athlete. Park officials say Zalikar was day hiking over the weekend on an off-trail route to the summit of Mount Clark, which is more than 11,000 feet high. The park says the death is under investigation and no further information is available. Looking at sports, South Lake Tahoe will soon be home to a U.S. Premier Hockey League team this year. The Lake Tahoe Lakers will play in the Premier Pacific Division of the league at the South Lake Tahoe Ice Arena. The team's ownership group also owns two other teams, the Charlotte Rush and the Charleston Colonials. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, July 22nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.